The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room Schroyer.
You know, we care about your health here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com. Here's your reminder to take your vitamins and supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. You better do it. You better get your vitamin Mineral Fusion while it's in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But you know, RFK Jr., he cares about your health too. Part of the Make America Healthy Again campaign, joining up with Team Trump. And this is so important. And it's your diet. And RFK Jr. is calling out the poisons that many Americans have a part of their daily diet every day.
This is what most Americans innocently put into their bodies these days, and most alarmingly, into the bodies of their children. And it's no coincidence that Americans die earlier than Canadians or Germans or Italians or Japanese or Koreans or Australians or most any other comparable country. And it wasn't always that way. Until the early 1990s, our life expectancy was the same or better than other developed countries. Then, suddenly, more and more Americans began suffering from chronic diseases, from obesity, cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and all kinds of autoimmune diseases. Our maternal mortality rate soared to the highest of any developed country on Earth. Same with infant mortality. Like the frog in the slowly boiling water, we didn't really notice as we got sicker and sicker. We've grown now to accept chronic disease conditions as normal. But now, in 2024, we're finally waking up to this cataclysm, and we're asking ourselves, how in the world did this happen? Well, a big part of it is our diet. Restaurants that serve contaminated food are fined or shut down. But when it's the government that approves the poisons in our food, a few people get very, very rich, and the toxins end up in every supermarket aisle. Let me show you what I mean. Doritos, Cheez-Its, Cap'n Crunch, gummy bears. Everyone knows that these are junk foods, so maybe you wouldn't be too surprised to see that the ingredients include a lot of poisons, including a harmful yellow dye called tetrazine, or yellow dye number 5. What you may not know is that this dye was originally made out of the sludge that's left over when you turn coal into coke for blast furnaces. It's called coal tar, and I've actually sued many big industries for legacy contamination of coal tar all around the country because it's so toxic and it's so harmful to the environment and human beings. A century ago, it was just an obnoxious industrial byproduct that everybody was trying to figure out ways to get rid of. One of the ways that they did that was by paving roads. But then a British chemist figured out that the coal tar could be used to derive fabric dye. And if fabric dye, why not food? Food manufacturers began using it to cover up the discoloration of low-quality foods that they wanted to pass off on unsuspecting customers. They didn't know back then that this yellow dye, tartrazine, causes tumors, asthma, developmental delays, neurological damage, ADD, ADHD, hormone disruption, gene damage, anxiety, depression, intestinal injuries. Well, we know it now. We've known this for decades. That's why tartrazine is heavily restricted in other countries. In some countries, foods with tartrazine have a warning label that it may cause ADHD in children. Today, it's made from petroleum, not coal tar. Either way, it's crazy to add this to your kids' favorite foods. It doesn't even change the flavor. This yellow dye isn't just in junk food. It's in the foods that we consider healthy. It's in everyday kids' snacks like popcorn, mac and cheese, fruit snacks. It's in sports drinks like Gatorade and so-called vitamin water. It's even added to chicken broth, to corn, to pickles, to mustard, and to yogurt. And so, of course, our kids get sick. And we lovingly feed them chewable vitamins, which have, surprise, tartrazine. And so the cycle continues until the coughs and asthma kick in, at which point
you go... That's just incredible stuff, isn't it? You got to read those food labels, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, RFK Jr. By the way, you remember Vani Hari, the food babe? She was banned on X. She's back. She's back on X. Great news. Let's get healthy again. Get your vitamins and your supplements from InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months, that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Leadership. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Yeah, there she is. She's back. She was testifying in front of Congress. Thanks to Thomas Massie. She used to come on the Alex Jones Show. Man, it's probably been years since she's been on the Alex Jones Show. Maybe even a decade since she's been on. She needs to come back on. Now that she's back on X, maybe we can reach out. Part of this Make America Healthy Again campaign. We've always been about that at InfoWarsStore.com. And Thomas Massie, just another total win, bringing her to testify in front of Congress on the poisons that we ingest and they call food. It's a big problem. It's a big problem. And a lot of that has to do with lobbying. And then I guess, yeah, there's people that run this planet and run our country that want you dead. What else are you left to assume? They open the borders. They start wars. They poison your food. They poison your water. They make your cities violent, crime-ridden hellholes. Yeah. What else are you left to assume? Bonnie Hari, the food babe, is back. All right. It is the Veterans Call-In Show. We are taking calls from veterans. So let's go back to the lines and go to Anthony, an Army veteran in Texas. Anthony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen. I said you and me talked last week. But real quick about the product, I got the InfoWars shirt. Also, the turmeric toothpaste has done for my gums and teeth what Body Ease has done for some of my joints. I'm running low. I cut the end off the tube and stuck my toothbrush and swabbed, man. I get every single bit of that turmeric toothpaste. It stops my gums from bleeding and throbbing. So can't say enough about that turmeric toothpaste. I've already bought some more in the charcoal stuff, so it's fantastic, man.
Appreciate that. DrJonesNaturals.com. By the way, some people say if you add baking soda to it that it's even more effective. I can't say I've tried that, but I've, that's what I've been told.
I have, and it is.
There you go.
It works. So, like I said, now, onto the show. I love how you started the show. I was real critical of you last week, but I love it when you get on and just get right into them. I too, like I said, I don't have a problem with Israel. I just don't care. I don't. I've got family members that are starving. They can't pay bills. It's either bills or food.
How old are you, Anthony, if you don't mind? How old are you, Anthony?
I am in my late 50s. I was a border guard. And I guarded the east-west German wall and the Fulda Gap.
Well, and my frustration here, too, is, and, you know, I think that I call it very fairly. I think that I just call it very fairly. I can criticize my own government. That doesn't make me anti-American. Why can't I criticize the Israeli government? That doesn't make me an anti-Semite. That's ridiculous. But I think I call it very fairly. And I have to say, I love to hear that you're critical of me or people even disagree with things I say and still tune in. That actually means a lot. But I have to say, when there's things like this, and I go through the landscape of conservative media, just like I do every day, just to get, you know, keep my finger to the pulse, stay informed, get everybody's different viewpoints, and I just see kind of the old guard conservative media just foaming at the mouth over Israel, and they love them bombing Lebanon, and they love the pagers blowing up, and I'm just like, that's disgusting. It's just disgusting to me. That's not conservative. Being conservative should be anti-war.
No, like, so we as soldiers, we're trained not to make war on children and women and children. To me, it's reprehensible what they're doing. You want to fight terrorism? You want to fight them guys? Mano a mano, they got a weapon? Man, go ahead. But I'm not, there's no way, whether I like them or not, I'm not a big lover of Muslims, but I'm not going to murder their women and children. It's just reprehensible to a soldier. We're taught not to make war. You pick up a gun, and you're a kid, you're entering my arena. But if you're innocent and you don't have a weapon, you don't get shot. We don't. That's what we as Americans don't do. You know, I can't. Oh, one more thing. You know, Zelensky has enough of our money. Why don't that bum go buy a suit?
I don't understand it. I've never seen him in a suit.
Bum, go get a suit. Try big and tall or something. But, you know, you got enough of our money.
Or maybe short and fat. I don't know.
Yeah, dress to impress. And dress like a man this time, please. No heels or nothing like that.
I feel like whoever his handlers are telling him to dress like that. I don't know why. I guess it's like emphasize this, like you're a wartime president type thing, maybe.
Well, you know, at least buy, you know, like I said, Tammy's signing bombs. That ticked me off, too. You're signing, you know, you got an American politician signing a bomb. And it's like, man, just while you're at it, pick up a hammer and whack it and save us all. Huh. Save the people of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. Sign it with a hammer and a nail. Yeah. Why don't you try etching your name into it? Go ahead and give that one a try.
Just give it a good whack, just to make sure.
Yeah, just to make sure it's permanent. Just etch it in, you know?
You know, just tell everybody, bring it in so we can check to make sure this thing works. Man, I tell you what, you save a lot of lives, a lot of money, and there'd be a lot of freedom. Ugh, man. But it's just...
Well, and what is it, too? And, you know, this is really a good question for veterans today. I mean, I've never joined the military. I have family that came from the military. I have grandparents that were in the military, but I've never joined the military. But it's like, I still get it. And maybe it's just like passed down to me, but it's like, I get it. And I just don't understand. I see all these people and I know why. I mean, they're just Israeli loyalists, but still I think they'd have the common sense, because it's not all of them. But I see certain people that are Israeli loyalists, and they're literally celebrating this bombing on Lebanon. They're literally celebrating it and foaming at the mouth. And I'm like, are you sick? Seriously, like, are you sick? Is there something wrong with you? I don't even care if you are pro-Israel or Jewish or whatever. Like, don't you get, like, war is not fun. You don't celebrate war. But I guess these people feel so comfortable because they get to live in the lap of luxury in the United States of America that they can sit here and celebrate this and foam at the mouth and jump up and down and celebrate when Israel bombs Lebanon. And I'm just seeing this. I'm like, honestly, it's sick. Like, I'm like, you're sick.
You know, when a mortar lands close to you, the percussion of it shakes your body. It'll even move your brain around.
Go deaf.
It literally rattles you. So all them people in the rear with the gear that think it's cool, wait till one blows up by you, and it won't be fun. Like a penny, a little bit of metal the size of a pellet.
Oh, and isn't it funny too? Again, it's always from the comfort of the United States, isn't it? Always from the comfort.
They have no idea, man. Like,
and by the way, we're consistent on this, Anthony. I thank you for the call. By the way, we're consistent on this here at InfoWars. And whether it's myself or Alex Jones or Harrison or any of our guests, we're consistent here. Many of you may remember, we have a lot of new listeners. We have people who have been listening for a long time. I sat at this desk with Alex Jones the first time Trump, I believe, bombed Syria. And we both sit here and we were pissed. We were pissed. I remember the second time Trump bombed Syria. I was on an airplane, landed. I was just livid. I immediately shot a video on my cell phone. I was just livid. So my logic is consistent here. Even if it's a perceived American bombing of an enemy or an American victory overseas, you know, bombing whoever, that even ticks me off. I don't celebrate that. I didn't sit around dancing, celebrating Soleimani getting bombed. This is serious stuff. I don't want war. I don't want future generations of Americans or anywhere. Syrians, Lebanese, Jews. I don't want any of them dealing with war anymore. So I got to tell you, I've actually contained myself today, and that's because I just want to hear from the veterans on this issue. But I got to tell you, I get sick. I get it. I'll never forget all the people. It turns me off, folks. A lot of people I respect. A lot of people I always go to for news, information, listen to their shows, cover their news. A lot of people I respect, but I'll never forget when you celebrate people getting bombed and you celebrate war and you celebrate death and destruction, I'll never forget it. I'll never look at you the same. I look at that as a very sick individual. I really do. And if you don't understand that, I mean, it's just like, do you just not get it? Are you going to celebrate when that thing goes off? And it's your family? Are you going to celebrate when that thing goes off and it's your town? It's just, I just don't get it. I really just don't get it. But I'm going to stop right there. We're going to go back to our veterans. Folks, again, make America healthy again. I'm so glad RFK Jr. is joining Team Trump and really emphasizing that health issue. When I first started listening to InfoWars in 2012, that was really my kind of the big thing, because I was always into health, but even as somebody that was into health and physical fitness, there was a lot of stuff that even I didn't know about the stuff they put in the food and the water, and I learned a lot of things from listening to InfoWars back then. Vani Hari was one of the great guests, and it's like, wow, there are things out there that you know maybe you should read the label. Maybe there are foods that, it's kind of like just putting blind trust in the government, like they'll allow anything on the shelves, but it'll be healthy. Well, that's just not true. So we want you to stay healthy. That's why we sell things to help you in that process at InfoWarsStore.com. So we got a big sale going on right now on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and here's Alex Jones to tell you more.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion, check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
So there you go. Cannot recommend it enough, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Tastes great. Good for you. I always have it in my supplement pantry. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. I ranted a little bit there. I'm just wholeheartedly anti-war. I don't think it's necessary, and I want nothing to do with it. So never going to promote it, never going to celebrate it. Maybe sometimes it's necessary, but I think it's... We live in the 21st century. We have technology. We've innovated. We don't have to fight over land or resources currently. And most of it, 90% probably at least, is just totally unnecessary. I'm going to stop right there. All right, let's go back to the veterans. Let's go to Randy, Army veteran in Kansas. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to mention a few things. First, Benny Hart's book is awesome. I read it a long time ago, right after I saw it on your show. Awesome book. Next thing is something that not a lot of people bring up is we need to go back, and maybe your crew, I know they're really great, you can find some video clips from when Trump got inaugurated, because I was there, and that was a combat zone in downtown D.C. Molotov cocktails flying everywhere, roads blocked. I mean, and
no, I mean, it's hard to say. It's a good point you bring up, and it's hard to really say, because the media coverage is obviously so biased. I mean, I was there both times. I was at January 6th, and I was at the Trump inauguration. And I mean, from my experience, the Trump inauguration was much more dangerous, much more violent. Multiple times, explosives went off within just feet of me. I mean, I witnessed buildings get smashed in. I witnessed cars get smashed in.
It was like a combat zone down there. Seriously, it was insane.
The media didn't cover it.
People, like I said, they're going into the balls, and they're throwing urine on feces and blood on them and stuff. And, you know, they're dressed up in their gowns and tuxes. But nobody talked about that.
And they were attacking police officers. They were throwing explosives into crowds.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, the crew's doing a great job. They're pulling all of this up. Oh, but see, doesn't that just show, and keep showing all this, by the way, crew, this is great. Doesn't that just show the bias of the mainstream media? They have people out here thinking January 6th was some big violent deal in D.C. The Trump inauguration was worse, folks. It truly was. It was much worse.
It was. It was insane down there. Anyhow, the next thing I kind of like to bring up is I think it's going to come a point in time here in the very near future where people in the military and law enforcement are going to be called upon to do some things that you know are not right. You do not have to follow illegal orders. If it's unconstitutional, you do not have to follow those orders, okay? Because, like I said, they're going to be asking you to do things. The military and the police are what gives these Satanists, that's what I call them because that's what they are, that's what gives them their power. And that's why they hate you. And all you folks listening in on your three-digit agency folks that I know are listening in, you think you're special, you're not. They hate your guts.
Well, what do you think? Because a lot of people believe, and maybe there's some evidence to support this, they're going to put the non-citizens in the police workforce thinking that they'll do the unconstitutional orders. They won't know any different.
That's why they're bringing them all in. They already got – how do I get into this stuff? They probably have at least 10 brigades in here. You can talk to some of your other folks I know, Yon and all these guys. You know a lot about that stuff. That's who they're gonna make them police officers, basically, because they know they'll do it. And that's when it comes to us, the citizens, we the people, have to start stand up. We're gonna have to start fighting. But the military folks, listen to me, okay? You're what gives them the power. They can come up with all the insane, ludicrous laws and rules they want to, but if they can't enforce them, then they're not worth the paper they're written on. And the only way they get the power to enforce them is by the police and the military. And if we don't back them, and if we tell them, no, that's illegal, we're not going to do it, this is America, that's not how it works here, then they have no power.
Well, it's certainly something that military people have to deal with, like, you know, callers, police officers, have to deal with. And, you know, maybe it's going to be a situation where everybody's going to have to ask themselves that question, or everybody's going to go through a situation where, is this an unconstitutional order? And then how am I going to deal with it?
All it takes is one or two people start standing up. It's kind of like the, you know, with the grasshoppers and the ant type thing. Mm-hmm. A couple of people stand up, yep. They'll back them down. And I just want to put that out, okay? You don't have to follow the orders if they're illegal, and you know they're illegal, and they're unconstitutional. Okay?
Thank you for the call.
Just remember the stuff that happened.
Yep.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's go to Mike, Air Force veteran in Nebraska. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks. First-time caller. I just wanted to say, with regards to like the 10-to-1 poll watchers in Pennsylvania, I think it's important for people to remember the saying, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. And to remember that the Constitution, it's not there to give you rights. It's there as a framework, a reference to which we can hold government overreach accountable. Those rights are inalienable. They can burn that document up. They can change it all they want. It doesn't matter. Those rights are yours. No one can take them from you.
Very true. That's why they hate God. Anything else, Mike?
No, that was it. Thanks. I think you guys are doing the Lord's work, and you know, God bless, and the best of luck to you and everyone listening.
Thank you. They don't really, do they even really teach the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in schools anymore? I don't know. I'm grateful that the high school I attended, you had to get a 100% on the Constitution test. It's 100 questions, and a 100% on the Bill of Rights test. That was only 10 questions. But you had to get 100% to graduate. Not a 99, not a 98, 100% to graduate. I don't think that's probably not normal. Let's take another call. Let's go to Donnie, Navy veteran in Jersey. Donnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sounds good. What up?
Yo, Donnie, you got me?
How you doing? Good. I just wanted to be a little positive. I kind of needed to be a little positive.
All right.
I mean, you know, today's story with the 600,000 criminals that just came into our country. I mean, that's enough killer right there, isn't it?
Well, let's see about 6 MetLife stadiums full of criminals.
Oh yeah, and they're all criminals, and they're all criminals. And Fox broke that. I can't believe it. You know, he, Murdoch must be nervous. He's got to do something right for once. You got to be kidding me. But we'll take it back. I mean, did you see Elon Musk's, you know, his poll? It was like a month ago. It was, you know, almost 6 million people voted in his poll, and it was huge. It was 27%? And you figured you got the 50 cent army out of China that's putting in half this stuff in there. And she still got 27% because I think it's 80-20 if that.
Are you talking about Harris Trump?
Yes.
About Harris Trump poll?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can pull that up. I'm up against the break here, Donnie. Why don't we just hold you through the break and I'll take you on the next segment. We'll try to pull that up. I know that Elon Musk has done a couple of the polls, but you have these leftist accounts that. You know, try to show that, oh, Harris is winning, Harris is ahead, and then they put up a similar poll, gets a million votes, Trump wins every time. And I want to ask Donnie, what is New Jersey in play?
I've been on air for 30-plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials, all in an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. WEF says officially, the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So, many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so, the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay families. They're $1.5 billionaire or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if Patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Trump fan sues Mets for $2 million over MAGA hat ban at Citi Field. Emotional distress. Aura Moody wants $2 million in damages from the Mets and Citi Field, claiming she was barred from entering the stadium last month until she took off her MAGA hat, according to a Brooklyn federal lawsuit. The Republican from St. Albans, Queens, insisted the ban violated her right to free speech and caused her emotional distress. "This country is supposed to be the beacon of freedom," said Moody, who is representing herself. She's accusing the Mets of racial discrimination and political retaliation and reputational harm. Moody, who is a social worker and mother of two, said she and her friend were wearing MAGA hats when they arrived at Citi Field for the Mets game, and they were told to take it off. I wonder what the result of this will be. Do you think they would have done the same if it was a Biden hat or a Harris hat? Bernie Sanders hat? No, I doubt it. I doubt it very much. just like what they did to the lady in Arizona. And then I heard there were a ton of MAGA hats at the next game, and they were handing them out outside the stadium, too. People couldn't get enough of it. So that failed. But see, this is what the media and the Democrats have done. They've demonized Trump. They've demonized Trump supporters to such an extent where just wearing a hat that says Make America Great Again is somehow violence. That's the propaganda. That's the brainwashing. That's what they've done. That's what they've done. Meanwhile, let's check in on Kamala Harris. Let's see what she has to say about the economy. She's not very bright, but let's give her a chance. Kamala and the economy, not scripted. Let's see how it goes. Clip 13.
First of all, Latina small businesses are the fastest growing in the country.
Yes, they are.
Right, right.
Yes, they are.
But included in that is that we don't lack for people who have ambition and have aspirations and dreams and an idea that is a great idea and work ethic. Mm. But not everybody has access to the capital.
That's so true.
And I believe strongly that our small businesses are the backbone of America's economy. Mm. Mm-hmm. So when we grow and strengthen small businesses, we all benefit.
Mm-hmm. And that is Jessica Alba. Did we check? That was Jessica Alba, I believe. Former famous actress. But see, whatever. She can't even talk. You know, it doesn't even matter what she says. It's all bullcrap anyway. But it's like, notice, it's all about Latina small business. And Jessica Alba like does this dance like, yeah, it's all about Latinas. I mean, just screw the white business owner, right? I mean, just screw the white business owner. Screw the white American that has hopes and dreams and aspirations. In fact, they don't even exist. Can you imagine if there was a, I guess Jessica Alba's Hispanic. I don't know. But can you imagine if it was a Matthew McConaughey or something and Trump was like, you know, we really need to look at the white Americans that haven't been getting fair treatment. And we need to help them out, maybe. And maybe look at the white small businesses. And Matthew McConaughey was like, heck yeah, let's get those white small businesses. Oh, it'd be racist. It'd be, oh my gosh, how dare they? White supremacists, racist. Ah. But hey, let's do a little dance. Because hey, we want Latino businesses. And hey, we want black businesses. I'm just so sick of it, man. But hey, I should probably listen to an actress for my economic advice, don't you think? Wonder if she ever went to a Diddy party. All right, we held Donnie over. Donnie, do you think Trump has a chance to win New Jersey?
Yeah. And, you know, we all fear the cheat. That's all we fear is the cheat. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was in Wildwood. It was a trip.
You were at that rally on the beach?
Oh, it was a trip. I actually had an apartment right there for that night. Or we did it early, and it was a great time. Well, it's probably the best time, the best thing I ever done. That was probably the highlight I've had in the last couple of years. Because you know, it's been some tough years underneath this regime of just disgustingness, and they're exposing themselves, thank goodness. You know, Trump is my hero, absolutely my hero. And you know, you were saying, you know, you've been a good little boy. That's what they wanted us to do, and we gotta, we're not them people. They don't get who they messed with. They ain't messing with us. And they stole that election, and repulsively stole that election. It was obvious, and it was easy to see.
Oh, no, that's the party of democracy, okay? It's the party of democracy, and their presidential nominee didn't get a single vote. All right, Donnie?
Their term. That's to save our democracy. That's what they call themselves, a democracy. We're a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
But they like to hold it that way. Now you talked about the Diddy stuff, because I watch you guys a lot. Well, I tried acting, and I for some reason have a photographic memory. And this was years and years ago. This is back after I got out of the Navy in the early 90s. I went to New York. I got my headshots. I did all that stuff. And I went to my first thing, and I was going to try and get a a job and a play. I did some plays in local college, and I turned around and literally, dude, they're all gay. I mean, it's not even a joke. And I turned around. It was like a kissing fest, and there wasn't a woman in the room. I said, oh, there goes that career.
Yeah, that was the joke about somebody that went to the Diddy party and brought a girlfriend or something. And he was like, "Yeah, you bring a good looking woman to the Diddy party, but they Diddy and his friends, they weren't interested in the woman. They were interested in you. They wanted to get you into the oil down. They didn't care about your woman." All right, Donnie, thank you for the call. By the way, again, this is more on just what they've done to Trump supporters. This young girl for Turning Point was out at Arizona State. This was kind of in the aftermath of the video we played earlier, where there's just like this mob scene around this Trump stand. So afterwards, when people leave, some psychotic liberal comes up and throws coffee on her. Young girl, probably in college, and finishing up at the Trump booth there, and some psychotic leftist comes up and throws coffee on her. So that's the left. They're the party of violence. So everything they accuse you of, they're guilty of. Just about every time. If not every time. By the way, a couple other interesting political developments. So two things can be true. This can be political against Eric Adams, but he could also be guilty. Now, there have also been two follow-up indictments on other associates of Adams, just like our guest called, by the way. He called it. Literally called it. Right to a T. And so we get the best guest here. Former New York police officer Sal Greco called it. So there have now been follow-up indictments, other people. And people are saying, well, what about de Blasio? Well, yeah, I'm sure it's political with Adams for some other reason. Doesn't mean he's innocent. Bill de Blasio's wife can't account for $850 million given to mental health project. It's just gone. $850 million, just gone. Isn't it? It's just gone. Did you hear about this? House GOP. Now, Nathan Wade was supposed to testify today. I guess it didn't happen, but he is supposed to testify. House GOP says it can't find Nathan Wade amid Fannie Willis probe. They had to have a federal manhunt because he was under a subpoena. They had to have a federal manhunt to find Nathan Wade. The last time he was seen was after the daughter of Fannie got pulled over. I forget what it was for. She got pulled over driving without a license. I think she was detained for a minute. That was the last time we saw Nathan Wade. He showed up at that. And then apparently just is running away, but they did eventually find him. Ex-Fulton County Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade has been summoned before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee to discuss Fannie Willis. They did eventually find him, but they had to send out a federal manhunt. What is going on? These people are nuts, man. All the people they got going up against Trump, I don't know if we'll ever see all the skeletons in their closet, all the dirt under their covers, but I'm telling you, I bet it's insane. I bet if we knew the truth about these people, just look at them. Just look at their behavior. What was that Judge Ingeron in New York who like poses naked in the gyms? Hey, good for him. He stays in shape. He's like an 80-year-old dude. He's got like a six-pack. But it's just like, what the hell? He's in there smiling and giggling at the cameras. It's just like, what in the hell? These people are freaks, man. But, I mean, that's what they got to do. I mean, they got to find the bottom of the barrel to go after Trump. They're scraping it up. Let's go back to our great veterans on the phone. Let's go to Kurt, Navy veteran in Indiana. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, my brother. I do want to, somebody brought up RFK Jr. Rescue the Republic is going on from 12 to 7 Eastern Time in D.C.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up. Dinesh D'Souza's film hits theaters this weekend. the Rally for Peace, Occupy Peace, Gerald Celente, I believe that's this weekend in New York. Rescue the Republic rally happening in D.C. I guess that's right now?
Well, it's going on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay, yeah.
And they've got a big all-star lineup, Dr. Weinstein and a whole bunch of others, including RFK Jr., and some really great bands that are Christian-related. And I just wanted to plug that real quick because somebody mentioned RFK Jr., because the Google is censoring the crap out of it, and it's hard to find. But if you go to if you punch in Rescue the Republic or theresistance.org, you can find the details. If you're within distance, try to get there, but
beware. It's going to be at the National Mall on Sunday, you said.
Yes, and it's going to be there.
Yeah, pretty star-studded lineup here. Weinstein, RFK, Russell Brand,
yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard. Wow, a bunch of big names there. Rob Schneider's
the
going to be there?
I called, though, there's Skillet's going to be there, too. But the election in Iraq is what I called. We know how to conduct a free and fair election. I was there. I didn't see the tabulation, but I do know for a fact that we know how to conduct a secure election. And you do it with paper ballots. You do it with marked ballots, you know, and you do it with a thumbprint where nobody can vote twice.
Oh, yeah. They had that biometric data in Afghanistan, too. They left it, so that's nice.
Yeah, but I am a Navy veteran, and I took an oath to this country to defend this country from enemies, foreign and domestic, as long as with my other brothers that have all either served or have gotten out and are now civilians. And we have to keep this country. There's no other choice. We have to keep this country. And there's no more important thing that you can do than to try to get involved, oversee the election, do what you can do. It's time. Do what you can do, my brothers.
Thank you for the call, Kurt. And by the way, speaking of Rob Schneider, he's going to be at that event. He shared one of my videos today on his X account with millions of followers. He shared one of my videos. I really appreciated that. And it's you know, it's kind of ironic, and this is just how it goes here. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a conscious thing that people do or if it's some weird like demon interference thing. I don't know. It's weird. But it's like, and it happens to Alex, too, I've seen over the years. Even Harrison. It's like Harrison's done videos that go viral, but it's like if he shares it, it doesn't go viral. But it's like if somebody else shares it, then it goes viral. Same with Alex. Alex will share something from his show, and then it'll get picked up by somebody else, and it'll get 20 million views. This video, a lot of you have probably seen it, of me at the border where I'm calling out Border Patrol. If I share that video on X, maybe it gets a couple, maybe 40,000, 50,000 views. Anybody else shares it. Anybody else shares it. Any platform. 1 million views. 2 million views. 3 million views. I mean, go ahead and pull up the original from Johnny Midnight there, who shared it, and Rob Schneider then just shared it after he did. Thank you, Rob Schneider. Really appreciate that. A great American. Probably has 1 million views, I bet. Go, let's see how many views it has. I mean, it's just every damn time. 885,000 views. Now, I don't even care because it's all about people seeing it so that they can see what's going on at the border. But it's like this weird thing. And they never tag me. They don't even know who I am. They just say, oh, look, there's some dude down here at the border. They don't know who I am. But it's like this weird. It's weird, man. It's weird. And I'm glad the video gets 1 million views every week when some new person posts it. And I don't even care that they don't tag me. It's not about me, but it's like, what is that? Isn't that weird? Same thing happens to Alex. Same thing happens to Harrison. And I don't know if that's like conscious, like people don't want to be associated with InfoWars, like, oh, it's the boogeyman. Or if it's like some little gremlin makes sure that our stuff never goes viral. But then it's like somebody else picks it up. It like beats the gremlins. So I guess my point is that thank you, in the audience for sharing our stuff. As James O'Keefe says, it's information distribution by proxy. And it used to be a lot more serious when we were banned everywhere. Now that we're back on X, at least we can kind of share this stuff and get it to go viral sometimes. But that's what we need. So I said, thank you, Rob Schneider. And I did a post where I was quoting him because, yeah, thank you. People that share our stuff, thank you. A lot of this stuff is old stuff. I was banned on all social media when we shot that video. Banned everywhere. So it didn't get out. And there's so many other videos like that. So that's why whenever people share my stuff, I always try to repost it or quote it on my own X account. So that's what it takes. You guys sharing our links. You guys sharing our shows. You guys sharing our content. So thank you, Rob Schneider. And thanks to everybody in the audience. All right, we got a couple more veterans on the line here. Let's go to Keaton, Marine in California. Keaton, go ahead.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, Owen. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, so I just wanted to bring to the attention, just got done reading Devil's Chessboard, fantastic book. But on another note, I think it just blows my mind how the mainstream is not covering the potential dock worker strike and the correlation that happened within the Kennedy administration with the steel workers thing, like in terms of destabilization.
Yeah, we did mention that, but it's like nowhere. It's like radio silence everywhere else.
Right, right. And a couple of my buddies who
are... In fact, I got to say, I think it was even my crew or a caller that brought that to me, or maybe it was a guest. I don't even think I brought that up myself. I think somebody else gave that story to me.
Right, right, and it's developing right now, but we're talking, I mean, just chessboard here, you know, we're talking from Montreal all the way down to Houston, you know, they're messing around with prices, and, you know, workers can't keep up, and how do you think that's going to flow from the macro to micro? And I can't imagine that the NWO is not going to try to leverage that in some way. Absolutely, for that, you know, that the whole North American Union concept they've been trying to push out. Mm. You know, it's. I just feel like it's very important to talk about that. And
my guess is somebody will step in and get something done here, especially since it's. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kamala Harris doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, these people are so stupid. But I think there's an interest for the Harris campaign to step in and get something done because, I mean, they don't want more bad economic news with 39 days to the election.
Gold and silver are breaking support right now. No, they need a surprise. What the community is, because there's all this noise, right? And I guess the thing I could wrap, because we're talking about feelings in classes all the time. I'm on my benefits going to school right now, and it's all about feelings.
Oh my gosh! Oh geez!
All about our feelings, and you know.
Oh yeah, how they probably talk about how gay people are now too all the time.
Oh, it's straight up, and I'm glad. But what I see, just to bring hope, because there's the problem, but there's the solution. There's always the solution. We can't ever. I see more patriotism on campus.
Yeah.
From ethnic students.
And you're in California?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I see more patriotism.
Well, it's the new punk rock. I mean, it's, you know, it's the new rebel force.
Oh yeah. No. The
Can you imagine too? It's like these liberals. They think that they're the anti-establishment. It's like you might as well just have a tattoo that says state government stooge on your head. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty sickening, but
like I love all these liberal commentators. They're all commies too. And they like to pretend like they're the establishment or they're the anti-establishment. They're like the rebel force, you know, they're fighting the bad guys and they have all these different weird looks and gimmicks. And it's like, bro, you're a fraud.
Yeah, it's not genuine, and I had to say that during, I feel like it's important to talk about this because, you know, there's a lot of older cats who need to hear what's going on in the arena, and the universities are the arena. So, you know, we're hearing.
Well, speaking of universities, I made a big announcement earlier this week. I'll make the announcement on this show. I don't have the time today because I want to take another veteran call that's been waiting. On that front, I'll announce something coming up on this show later this week. But I want to go to this caller, one last caller before we sign off. Keaton, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jeff, Navy veteran in Florida. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. See if you could sell distilled water machines too, okay? And I wrote a couple paragraphs. I'll speak fast. Look at the Panama Papers. De Blasio stole millions of dollars, and it's in the Panama Papers. Okay. Everybody thinks white hats are coming to save us. November, Trump elections. No. October surprise. Okay, we have to forget about November. It's all wagging the dog. Just remember the Chinese farms, okay? They're not growing pot. They have chemicals and bioweapons. We need to protect our bases because they all have water treatment plants, okay? We need to put banners out there to tell them the rights to disobey, okay? They have a right to disobey. The VFW has 9,000 lodges across America, 1.8 million members. The DAV has 1.3 members, okay? This is our militia to protect our counties. That's three lodges per county in the United States, right? We need our communities, our towns, our cities, our states to repel these invaders. Take back our states with legal action, expulsion, impeachment, recall. Now, start tomorrow, start Monday.
Yeah, and stop hiring the illegal immigrants.
Well, no, okay. I'm talking about the MAMs, okay? If we take back our states, you can then close down, confiscate, arrest any corporation that is poisoning us, distributing toxic things, food, water, air, pharmaceutical, NGOs, weapon manufacturings, lobby military bases peacefully, because there are people, and search these Chinese farms. You have two in your state, farms next to two military bases. 30% of the people on military bases are civilians, and they have access to the water treatment plants.
And then they just let the Chinese fly spy balloons over the entire continental United States.
They aren't spy balloons.
They're not? You said they're not spy balloons?
No.
What do you think they are?
Spy balloon. You believe our government? I think it's a satellite.
So is that the helium holding the satellites up? Is this a flat earther to close the week?
No. Not that. They have several different types of satellites.
Okay. Man, I'm out of time. Oh, man, we could have gone down a rabbit hole with that. It is interesting. They run out of helium, and then there's a helium balloon that apparently has a satellite. Who knows? All right. Wow. Great veteran callers. I thank all of our great veterans, all the great callers today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. That does it for the InfoWars War Room this week. You have a great weekend. Stay classy, InfoWarriors. We'll see you Monday.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full Spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD. at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.